Just as Governor Polis is home with his kids in Colorado, Hunter Morton is home with two children in Manhattan, Kansas. She's a stay-at-home mom. Her husband is a utility worker who has to keep going to work. They've been careful when he comes home.
He has to take off his uniform and put it right in the washer and then go shower. Like, there's no, hey, how are you? How was your day? Just so that, you know, he wasn't bringing it in the house. But unfortunately, it happened anyways.
Now their doctor suspects they both have COVID-19 and they're trying to get tested. Hunter Morton already had asthma and another respiratory ailment before her COVID symptoms started on Thursday.
The exhaustion you feel with it is something I've never dealt with before. I think I was sleeping probably close to 18 hours a day. And there's a lot of anxiety that goes into being quarantined. So it just kind of bogged you down.
Now her husband feels that fatigue. Both have body aches and they're coughing. While still caring for their 7-year-old and 4-year-old, they don't want to send them to a relative's home.
We've been, I want to say, powering through it. I guess tag teaming. Just because I don't know if my kids are carrying it. So I don't want to take that to another home.
Friends are helping by dropping off groceries. The kids can pass time distance learning or on the tire swing out back. The 4-year-old just seems happy his sister is home, but his older sister has questions.
She was like, why can't I go to school? Why can't I see my friends? And it's like, well, honey, you know, we have to stay home. There are people getting sick. And then after a couple of weeks, she just kind of was like, okay, this is life now.
Hunter Morton of Manhattan, Kansas, is one of the quarantined parents we're meeting this week.